This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Welcome to the Escape Pod, and you're with Joe Pryor and Mark Adams. Mark,
welcome to the Escape Pod today.
Yeah.
We've got a very exciting guest coming up. We're not going to tell you who it is yet, so sit there in a state of cat-like readiness until we let you know any further. But Joe,
unless you follow us on Twitter and then the cat's out of the bag. Okay, social media, spoiler alert. There you go.
Given it all away.
Gave it all away.
Well, this week has been a less suspenseful week of suspense when it comes to the Malaysian airline flight. Apparently, it's still tweeting somewhere. And hopefully, by the end of next week, we might know where the plane has ended up. And that's probably the biggest news in travel for the week. It's been a very dominating story, hasn't it?
It's the story that's kept giving.
Well, not much.
It's kept giving airtime. It has. Every time I hear a news report, whether it be here on Joy FM or even on the ABC, it's the lead story.
It is. And it's really hard to milk a cow that just refuses to give any milk. I think they're milking the bull now. And there's a lot of bull.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you watched CNN recently?
No, I haven't been watching CNN.
It's all MH370, all hour, every hour, 24 hours a day. And they have the most amazing graphic packages to tell you absolutely nothing for 5 weeks. And it's phenomenal how much they can really milk the bull.
Okay, well, I'm about to go across the water and you're not giving me any hesitation.
So where are you travelling to this week, Joe? Because everyone's with a frisson of excitement doing our own travel here at
there's
the Escape Pod.
I think there's lots of travel. I think Easter is the time when people actually think,
it's looming.
There's a few of those annual public holidays that I could string together.
Love a pagan holiday that's been usurped by Christianity.
That's exactly right. And if I put in one of my own couple of days of annual leave, I can really get a nice 10-day break. And particularly with Anzac Day falling. So I know there's a lot of people who are out
where
and about.
Where real people died, yeah.
And it, of course, may mean that the city's a little quiet, I think, coming to Easter.
Yeah, I'm going to Sydney and it's really hard to find accommodation or quality accommodation in the city. So many people travel to Sydney.
Yeah. How are you getting to Sydney?
The long way, the very long way. The very long way by car.
Oh, I was going to say swimming. No.
Not that long. Around Broome. No, a friend and I have decided to get in the car and go through the autumnal wonderland of Bright and see Jindabyne, go through Mount Kosciuszko, all the way to Bega to buy some cheese, and then up the New South Wales south coast to get
to Sydney. Is
there
the big cow at Bega?
I will soon find out. I did not know that, but I will soon learn.
Not sure. I think there could be. So what,
Lewis?
So Sydney, I mean, other than Sin City, what else is the reason to go?
Well, family and friends, and I haven't been there for a long time, and Sydney is such a fantastic city. I'm really looking forward to going and visiting the city again. It's been a while.
So you'll be doing your Easter egg hunt in Hyde Park?
Well, not far Potts Point, yeah. So looking forward to going and reacquainting myself with some friends and family in Sydney. Usually they're visiting here to Melbourne, but yeah, it's going to be an exciting trip. So we want to hear about your Easter plans. A lot of people are taking those 3 days off and are doing something substantial this year. It's a rare confluence of Anzac Day and Easter being so late this year.
Yeah.
So are you taking the 3 days off? Are you going to do something ultra special this year? Let us know. 0427 Joy949. That's 0427 569 949 is how you SMS us. Or if you want to let us know, on air at joy.org.au. Do you have to be a member, Joe, to do that?
To talk to us?
Yeah, to talk to us.
No,
are
you
we
don't,
that exclusive?
No,
are we
we're
uppity?
Not. We're, no, we welcome you with open arms. We'd love you to become a member. And
how could one do that? Pray tell.
Well, while you're on the phone, talk to Heath.
There's another person in the state of cat-like readiness.
Is Heath not on our reception desk this afternoon?
Yes, he is. He's braced for a flurry of phone calls join up for those people who are not members yet. The membership rate is so cheap. It's nearly embarrassing.
It's from $96 for a family. Yeah. It's $165 if you're a business. And for concession, it's $36. And a single is $72, but there's not many singles.
No.
No, we mostly have family
members. Everybody's coupling up.
Yeah.
Mm. So
getting ready for the Easter Bunny.
Mm. And while we've got the charity cap out, while we're shaking our can.
While we've got our pro bono hats on.
While we're shaking our cans. It's Tech Drive. What does that mean? Tech Drive.
It means we're desperate for technology.
Mm. Our technology. You know, we are free to wear, but it's not free to go to wear. And a lot of us are using Windows 95. I personally, when I come to Joy.
Is that the one that's no longer supported?
Yeah. And when I come to Joy, I've got to hand in my iPhone and I've got to use an old Nokia 3310.
Ooh.
Do you know what that's like?
No.
Mm, no one does.
Is that like wearing jeans with flares?
Long forgotten. Yeah, something like that. It was something that was probably good in another day. So what is Tech Drive? It's when we're asking our listeners to head to the Joy website or call us on 1300 569 949 to make a donation towards equipment that helps our wonderful 250-plus volunteers make great radio. This is coming up from April 12th to the 20th of April. You can donate by going through the website or calling us on 1300-JOY-949. So we need more computers. We need to upgrade our monitors. We need to continue going into the digital broadcasting suite. We've already got one studio that's doing it. We need to get the other one
Give
up to
so
speed.
That we can go digital.
I know, right? We can be all /.com. It's going to be great.
Techno guys are going to love us.
Yeah, they are.
They're going to have to walk us through it, but they're going to love us.
I know. They were all just positively giddy about the whole Tech Drive thing. So your donations are tax deductible. Joy's a not-for-profit organisation. We're here to be your voice. We're here for the LGBTIQ community to be visible, to be out loud and proud. And to assist us do that, just a small donation can help us get there. So you can either become a member or you can just straight up come and donate to our Tech Drive. We'd love to see your money flowing in and we'd love to see your smiling face do it. Joe.
Yes.
You're doing travelling too.
I am. When I leave the studio this afternoon, I will be packing a couple of bags and getting ready to sail across the high seas. Everyone's into pirates at the moment. There's that new series, Black Sails. So I'm donning my eye patch and I'm getting on the Spirit of Tasmania.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Very chaste, I know, but it should be good fun.
We just got an SMS in about how do I become a monthly support of Joy FM. We don't do monthly. We do annually, though. So your $72 membership is for a whole year.
Yeah. Or if you're eligible for a concession, it's $36. So
yeah, which is next to nothing.
But if you wanted to, you could pay $72 every month if you really wanted to support us. We'd be very grateful for that kind of membership contribution.
You know, we'd be thrilled to bits to have level of endorsement by you who didn't sign your SMS, but your phone number ends with 913. Thank you for listening to Joy 94.9 on this beautiful Saturday afternoon after a long, wet week.
Oh, goodness gracious me. Did our umbrellas get a workout or what?
Absolutely.
I had to actually change umbrellas. My umbrella was getting so wet. I had two or three in the wardrobe so I could let one dry, use another one. They were on a roster. Umbrella roster.
A protection roster. That sounds great.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
The beautiful thing about the weather changing and the season changing is you get to do all those lovely warming things. And,
and you mentioned, and I have to say, I often think about the trees changing in Vermont and Maine in east coast of northern USA, but I didn't think about doing something like taking a road trip to Bright to look at the trees. I mean, I think of Bright for winter as the gateway to Mount Hotham and the ski fields, but what's made you want to think about going to see the leaves changing?
It was more accidental than anything else. A friend and I
decided... Here I was thinking you were thinking of Robert Frost or something and you were about to wax
and
lyrical.
Taking poetry and sitting on a tartan rug somewhere with a wicker basket full of treats.
I never knew you were a Melbourne Football Club supporter.
No, I'm St Kilda. I'm more sitting at a bar crying into a to a beverage.
Now, they've got a new football ground, haven't they, the St Kilda people?
I think they're coming back to Junction Oval, which is pretty much across the road from where I live. So how thrilling.
That means that all the mileage is going to go down on their cars while they've been going to Seaford, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Might make the road safer.
So Bright.
Back to Bright, yes.
Well, a friend and I had decided to mix our weekends up and do something else that's a bit less mundane about going out, going and having drinks and not doing anything on a Sunday and all that kind of rehash weekend that so many people do. So we decided last weekend to take a day trip to the Mornington Peninsula, do the Artist Walk, do Millionaire Row and have a look at Portsea and Sorrento, where neither of us have been for so long.
Now, back up a little bit. What's the Artist's Walk?
There's a lot of Haydn and there's a lot of, I think there's a, is it Strzelecki? There's a couple of... artists that are really, really well represented, and they've painted around the Sorrento and Mornington area, mostly around Sorrento and Portsea. And there's a walk. It's not a contiguous walk, but it's in a couple of different areas. But they have a copy of the painting that was painted.
Like a replica?
Just a picture. It's usually picture. Graffiti.
Oh, okay.
And a bit of a description of who it was and what was there and why they painted it and in their particular styles. And then it's pointing in the direction of where it was actually painted.
Ah, so you can enjoy the same sort of vista.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Okay. So, of course, you know, the foliage has changed somewhat and some of the vistas and there are boat sheds or boat
some
sheds
millionaires have probably built swimming pools.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. Lindsay Fox's personal guards are chasing you off. So, I mean, I haven't been to Portsea or Sorrento for such a long time, and then you go, then you realise
how
lovely, and it's got a great energy. And I felt like all I wanted was a couple of extra million dollars so I could have one of those seafront properties. Beautiful, incredible properties. And you know, there are sometimes when you walk around past Victoria, you forget how Australian wealth is so subtle. People aren't very ostentatious, and maybe that's because I spent so long in Dubai where wealth is really worn on people's sleeves, and you see people's weekend and holiday houses that are eye-wateringly beautiful and subtle and magnificent, and they're perched on these beautiful cliffs and yet really impressive things. But the whole area is really impressive, and it's certainly not just a millionaire's playground. There's lots of things to do. There's a great old Art Deco cinema in Sorrento. Lots of fun stuff, lots of just hanging around in winter pubs and places with open fireplaces and coffee shops and good.
So you'd recommend it as perhaps a day trip if you haven't organised what to do on the Easter long weekend.
Exactly.
Factor in a trip down to Sorrento.
Yep, and you could even just pop into somewhere. There's a good shopping centre in Mornington on the way that you can pop in, and then go and get your little grocery items for your wicker basket and your tartan mat, like a Melbourne supporter, and go and buy all your things that you need. I would be very cautious about where you got coffee. I got burnt twice, not literally. Or figuratively burnt on the paucity of quality of some of the coffee.
Oh, are you saying there's an opportunity for some hipster baristas to get down to Sorrento?
Absolutely. There was a bit of a gap, and I heard that there are plenty of places where you can get fantastic coffee. I just didn't find them. But apart from the two coffees,
I think there's some social media apps that could have helped you.
Yeah, I tried Yelp.
I tried Yelp.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Urban Spoon.
No, I didn't try Urban Spoon. Urban Spoon probably would have been a better idea. You're right. It's very good for Australia. I think Yelp is much more better, is preferred for the United States and some other areas. I think Urban Spoon, maybe I should have, yeah.
I think Yelp are perhaps just starting out.
Mea culpa.
Here. Mm. Yeah, whereas you're right, in the United States, it's just got depth.
Yeah. And that brought on, wow, road trips. Why don't we go to Sydney for Easter? And I was like, hells yeah, we'll do that. And then the conversation went, well, how do we go? And then it was like...
So have you made your car into a convertible, a.k.a. Thelma and Louise?
No, we're not going to be hurting ourselves. The sunroof is enough. And then we realised that Bright has the Bright Festival coming up. It's not this week in coming through Easter, it's the weekend after. And it's a big thing, a lot of jazz, a lot of great food and beverage, because Bright in the area has great wineries, great cheese, a lot of really good produce and interesting things. And it's the leaf season. So this goes back to what you were saying before about the changing of the leaves.
Yep.
And they won't be in full colour by the time we get there next week, because it really is the week after, but they'll be nearly there. So we're taking the long way. We're going through Bright, so we're going to spend the late morning and afternoon there looking at the trees, taking photos of each other, uploading everything on Facebook, because what's the point of doing anything unless everyone can be, unless Mark Zuckerberg can monetize it. And then in the afternoon, driving through Mount Kosciuszko and the Australian Alps to get to Jindabyne, where we'll spend the first night.
So do you go over Kosciuszko or
through,
around?
Through. Well, not literally through, but sort of higgledy-piggledy around. Mm. I don't think there's a lot of linear driving at that stage. You take where the terrain allows you. But we're looking forward to getting into the Australian Alps and having a look and getting to Jindabyne.
It'll be getting chilly. You know, it'll be down to less than 10 degrees.
Yes,
overnight.
It is. So there are earmuffs, there are hats and scarves and gloves and everything else that you need for a for an alpine.
And seat warmers.
Seat warmers and all that carry-on. And from there, we drive, the next day we drive from Jindabyne down to Bega.
Oh, yes, of course, to see what could be the big cow. We're not sure. Stay tuned.
And then up the New South Wales coast through Jervis Bay and Wollongong and so forth. I've never been to any of those places.
Picturesque, quite beautiful.
We may go to Bombala, which is apparently the wombat capital of Australia.
We have a wombat capital?
It's called Bombala.
Oh, There you go. It is
who knew, right?
Governed by wombats?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, it's where the Bombala Wombat Parliament sits. It's very slow moving.
I can't wait to see the pictures of the lodge. Can't wait.
So, yeah, and then driving up to Sydney, which is always one of my favourite destinations.
So how do you get your mind around getting ready for a road trip?
So easy these days. I use Google Maps and a Google spreadsheet and worked out how many kilometres and what the estimated travel times are between destinations, and it was the easiest thing to do. Now, the big caveat is it's Easter and school holidays. So when you're making these kind of plans, book ahead with accommodation. I found that, even with all the websites that make finding accommodation easy at those times, finding affordable accommodation, because we just need a bed and a shower in Jindabyne. We don't need anything fancy.
Something fancy to have in Jindabyne?
Yeah, yeah. It's a lovely chalets because it supports Thredbo.
Mm-hmm.
So Jindabyne, and apparently from a lot of people from southern Sydney or Sydney, that's a very big sort of spring break kind of destination, using the American term. It's like an autumn break, and a lot of uni kids go down there and party on and carry on.
Especially at the University of Wollongong or something.
Yeah, exactly. So people from the southern part of New South Wales, it's a very big party. Jindabyne is a very big party destination for things like Easter. I had no idea.
Who would have thunk it?
I was thinking you must build the bunk beds and tile floors. I don't know. I don't know.
Do they have a street parade?
I don't know. But when I booked, the man on the phone said, "Oh, Jindabyne, so have you seen one of the films, have you?"
And I said, of course.
"One made us look good, one made us look bad."
Yes, there's been that gripping Australian drama.
Oh, yeah, some friends of mine made it. So I did tell him that. Oh, no, I did tell him that. And he was going, "Yeah, all right."
Yeah. That means you could be getting
good publicity.
You could be getting the lumpy bed.
Oh, I didn't think of that. I just thwarted my own plans. Gosh. We've got more.
We do.
We've got more people talking to us.
More people who are going road tripping and camping.
Tell us about the message that came in, Joe.
So we've got somebody who's heading bush with a mate or two to camp on the side of the road in an area that has no phone reception, so that means no Facebooking, downstream from the Thompson Dam and south of Walhalla. Now, with Walhalla, of course, there's only one road in and one road out, isn't there?
Is there?
Yeah, that's in Gippsland.
Ah, you're right.
Yes.
I'm thinking Wolf Creek. Not to put anything in your head, thank you very much.
Goodness gracious, you're thinking of Wolf Creek. I'm thinking of Wolf Hall. So I'm with Hilary Mantel, and I'm not sure where you are. No. You're in a horror movie somewhere.
Yeah. So, Brad, have a great time with your mates.
Yes.
Or two.
Travel safely on those roads.
Having your Priscilla moment in Walhalla.
Yeah, if you're down in Gippsland, of course, you've got the Grand Ridge Brewery to pick up some lovely beers.
Yeah, fantastic.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
That's the raunchy
track.
Miss Bette Midler. That's nothing about the wind beneath my wings. That was Beast of Burden.
Yeah.
She did a great cover of that Stones song. Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, I think that was terrific.
She's been working the music and entertainment business, acting, comedian, entertainer, since she was Bathhouse Betty in 1971 or 69 or something ridiculous.
I think
like
it would
that.
Be the 60s. I saw her recently give an interview on that 20 Feet from Stardom documentary,
yeah,
which, if you haven't seen it, guys,
it.
Please get out there and allocate 2 hours of the Easter holidays to see the documentary. It's a documentary about the backup singers that actually make the stars look fantastic.
And what amazing entertainers and performers
yes.
and incredibly talented singers they are. It's a really interesting insight. These people who are so, and they're 20 feet from stardom.
They are indeed, yeah.
An Oscar-nominated documentary?
Yes, it was in this year's Oscar nominations. It didn't win in the category, but it is very well worth a look. It's a lovely, lovely film.
Yeah, but Bette Midler, she's been around for so long and such a hardworking entertainer and someone who's given back a huge amount to our community. So we always take our hats off to her, and we always rock out with our frock out when it comes to Bette Midler, right?
I'm going with the flow. I've got enough frocks to rock out in. Don't you worry about that. I have a wardrobe full of frocks.
Yeah, we trust in that.
Yeah.
So travel. We've heard again from Brad.
Yes,
we did. Brad has reached out to us with a really interesting insight. Brad used to live in regional Australia. I think that's where he comes from what we get from the message. Mirboo North, the Grand Ridge Brewery, hold
that's
no appeal.
Mirboo North.
Isn't it Mirboo?
Mirboo.
Or am I thinking of a Star Wars planet?
Mirboo.
Mirboo, is
You're
it?
Thinking of
a Star Wars planet.
Han Solo.
Isn't that where
Yoda.
The chick with the funny hair comes from? All right. Sorry about that, Mirboo Northians. Didn't really like it, and he generally wants to forget. I think it was the homophobia that really led to that. Sorry that you had to experience that, Brad, but there's plenty more good stuff around the world, especially in marvellous Melbourne. And we're glad that you're here. We're glad you're listening to Joy 94.9. And if you've got any more travel tips or advice, let us know. Joe?
Yes?
You're going to Tassie, and you're going the hard way.
I am. I'm going across the water. Mm. So I'm looking forward to having dinner this evening on board, which should be delightful.
What do they serve on board? This is the Spirit of Tassie, right?
Yeah, well, I actually haven't been on the Spirit of Tasmania or done the voyage ocean going for 20 years.
Oh, for realsies?
For realsies, yes. I've been backwards and forwards to Tasmania since, but always flying. So this is I'm kind of excited about it. Yeah, and you're taking the car, so
you're
packing.
Going with a friend. You're
yes!
packing a car.
Well, I've eased up. I've just taken two cabin size bags. But, you know, there was the temptation to get out the suitcase and, you know, pack a ball gown or two. But I've decided that could be just a little bit
now,
over the top.
Now, listeners, if you don't know Jo by now, Jo is a woman who has a, not a wardrobe, she has a wing of a home dedicated to one of the finest procured and curated selections of vintage and modern fashion. And I've known Jo for a number of years now, and I have only once seen her wear the same articles of clothing once. And I used to work with Jo, so I would see her 6 days a week. And even saying that, Jo's collection of clothing, particularly vintage, what's your favourite vintage clothing period? Is it the 50s, 60s?
It is the 50s.
Mm, oh, 50s.
I really do love the 50s, and I love some of the evening gowns from the 30s. They don't always make it to 2014, though. Mm. You know, they're just...
Or the 80.
Yeah, the fabrics don't always make it, but the styling's beautiful, and the beading and the craftsmanship, and just the construction of the garments. Mm. Yeah, don't get me started.
So Jo quite often travels with a steamer, an old-fashioned Louis Vuitton steamer where things need to be hung, and for her to be taking the opportunity to not travel by air and travel by car via vessel and not take her steamer trunk is quite an achievement. So how have you managed to pack this down? Because you travel by air regularly and you're a very good, efficient on-air traveller, and you know your clothes, you know the styles to take. What are you advising for Tassie, and how are you curtailing this for this particular trip?
Well, I took out one evening dress and I'm taking a first stroller instead. So I, you know, that was one thing. I decided it was going to get a little bit chilly over in the evening. So if I was going to do any walking at night to and from restaurants and things like that, it would be lovely to have a fur on. So I took out one dress. So unfortunately, I will be wearing one evening dress twice.
Harrowing. So
well, that is. That's so. There's going to be someone on the west coast around Taralee, but hopefully they're not going to be in Hobart the following night.
So, what are your plans in Tassie? Tassie is just the place to go at the moment. People are in loving with Tas. Everyone that wants to go to Tasmania goes to fall in love with it, and they come back absolutely raptured. What are your things that you're planning?
Well, I'm going to soak up that beautiful fresh air that they have, most definitely. Spot of fly fishing.
Ah.
Some guided fly fishing, because I do love to get out there and catch and release a trout or two.
Mm-hmm.
Some golf.
Are you golfing?
I'm golfing because it looks as though the weather is actually going to be fine for the next few days.
Normally you and your friend are motorcycle enthusiasts,
yes,
but you've
but
waived that option.
We've waived that option just in case the weather was inclement. You know, that the idea of me being on the back of a bike and trying to stuff ball gowns into panniers. I'm not sure if you can all visualise that, guys, but even with a space bag, it's difficult. And then you do everything with the space bag, but of course when you get to your destination, what if they don't have a vacuum cleaner? And you can't space bag again.
You'd assume in Tasmania that there would be
a vacuum cleaner?
A vacuum cleaner.
Well, I don't know.
Who would know? It's so foreign.
yeah, so I didn't take the risk.
Mm. So what else is going in Tasmania? You're doing the fly fishing. So you're doing outdoorsy things. You're doing some walks.
Yes, getting outdoors.
But then
outdoors.
You're getting highbrow.
Highbrow? Oh, yeah, staying at a couple of nice places.
I thought you were monering.
Oh, yes, yeah, we are monering, yeah, most definitely. We are getting our artistic fix, and I might pop down and see what some of the jewellers are doing on Salamanca Place. Mm. There's a lot of talent down there, and there's obviously, I should have asked Pete before he left from the show today, but there's some great places to eat in Tasmania, so there's a few of those on the list. Catching up with some family, maybe, just, yeah, see how it goes. And I don't know what's going to happen on Good Friday in Hobart. I don't know what happened.
Well, most of Australia is pretty much closed down. It's one of those 2 days of a year, so you've got to plan ahead. Even in Sydney, when we're going to Sydney, we're arriving on Good Friday, so we're buying everything we need to prior because we don't want to risk it getting into Sydney and finding there's nothing available, nothing open, and it's just a challenge.
Yes, I don't think there'll be a Victoria Street in Hobart that'll be open that will provide Peking duck for a Good Friday afternoon.
Well, I don't. Yeah, I've been looking around and seeing what is available. It's quite an interesting thing. It's how diverse the availability of things is. Tell us what your experiences are with going somewhere on Good Friday and finding out you have to buy a meal before you can buy a drink, which used to happen. I don't know if that still does happen. There were nightclubs I used to go to when I was young.
In Tasmania?
No. Either in Melbourne or Adelaide. And they'd put on a spread. So you had to pay $20 to get in, which gave you an all-you-can-eat menu. But it was just a bunch of food in a corner. It was nominal. Nobody wanted the food. That's not what you were there for. You could eat it if you wanted to, but it was pretty much yesterday's has-beens. But they couldn't serve alcohol without a meal.
Oh, yes.
So to get into the nightclub, you had to pay a premium to for a seated dinner, and then they could serve you alcohol. So the nightclub ran as normal, but there was just some really dodgy food over in the corner that nobody really paid attention to, but it was totally on display. Like for legal satisfaction.
I think we've moved on. Welcome to 2014.
But I like the way they skirted the issue.
There's always a workaround.
There's always a workaround.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Unfortunately, our global guest didn't join us today.
No, we have an apology. We were going to have Mr. Michael Martin, who is a travel writer based in LA, but he's seemingly got lost in LA. Not to worry. We'll chase him down. We'll put an ankle bracelet on him and we'll haul him into the escape pod.
Looking like a Lindsay Lohan.
At some later date, yes. Looking slightly dishevelled.
Dishevelled with a alarm thing on the ankle. What are those things called?
Yeah, bracelet.
Bracelets?
An anklet?
Yeah.
Tracking device.
Tracking device, exactly. They can tell when you've had a drink. They're insidious little things. I've never had one myself, but if you've had one, let us know. 0427 joy949 is how you SMS us or onair@joy.org.au.
I don't think Martha Stewart's listening.
No, isn't she?
No.
We do have a lot of listeners in prison. You can also check us out on the interweb website is joy.org.au. You can do that.
Yeah, well, if the tech drive goes well, we'll have access to the interweb.
No, Windows 95. So give some money. Come on, just do it. Just shake your cans. Shake your moneymaker. Not everything in travel has been great.
No, look, it's been a tough 48 hours north, particularly around the Cairns, North Queensland area. And, of course, that is a very popular holiday destination for people from down south. We love the idea of heading up to Port Douglas for the Easter break. But there is no doubt that with storm surges and an awful lot of rain, I think they've been very lucky that Cyclone Ita's intensity.
Let's stop there. Ita. Yes. Where did they get that from?
Oh, I think we know.
Mrs. Buttrose?
Most definitely.
Ms. Buttrose, sorry.
Imagine having a cyclone named after you. Better than a rose.
Yeah, but the most devastating? Couldn't they have had like...
No, it was downgraded.
Just like Ida's career.
Ooh.
Ooh, after New Idea.
Ouch. Goodness gracious, I know why we do the travel show and not the weekly political report.
We love Ida Buttrose.
We do.
Except for when she's in cyclone form. Yes. So, yeah, the
so the cyclone wasn't as intense as they had predicted, but there's been an awful lot of rain and there's still been the storm surges. And, of course, there is the option, of course, of tourists arriving.
Yeah, of course, and people who are a bit dishevelled and unable to contact. Thankfully, so far we are looking. We haven't seen any communications about people who have been injured or anything worse. There is certainly some property damage, and there are some boats on roofs, and there's some upturned cars and some beaches that are missing because of the erosion coming from the ferocity of the storm. But we don't believe anybody's been injured.
Good reason to have travel insurance.
Yeah, absolutely. And this, it always goes back to keep a credit card with some credit on it, so you can buy yourself out of a problem if you need to, because you can always money talks wherever you are, and make sure you're properly insured when you travel. These are two things I just can't endorse enough. Bit of a dork, bit of a geek, but that's okay.
I think when we're looking at things like the increase of responses to global warming and climate change, climate disaster, climate violence, whatever it is that we're calling it this week, you definitely need to have it in your back pocket.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so unpredictable. Let's keep our fingers crossed for everyone in North Queensland at the moment, that the people who live there and the people who are visiting and having a look around are all safe and continue to be safe, even if there's a bit of property damage. As long as life and limb is protected, I'm sure we'll be okay. So our thoughts are with you and Ita Buttrose, who has been so maligned.
Now, just back to your road trip.
And myself.
Thinking about risk management, have you had the car service before you're going on the road trip?
Oh, Joe. I picked up my car yesterday at 4:30 from having it serviced. So
Well done. And you've had the tyres checked?
Tyres checked. I had the whole lot. And they even washed it for me. I was thrilled to bits.
Yes, very important. So if you are doing a road trip, even if it's just a day or two, please make sure that your tyre pressure's okay.
Yeah, when you're going to places that may have slip risk because of the cold, like around the Mount Kosciuszko area, what I understand is there's no snow present, and there's unlikely to be snowfall between now and the time that we go through the area. There is always in the evenings or early mornings the risk of ice.
Yeah, and you've had a request for a stop-in too on your road trip.
Yes, I have.
Yes.
Hello.
Myrtleford.
Butter.
Yes, Butter Factory.
Butter wouldn't melt in the mouth. Thank you very much for your SMS. I'm very interested in doing that. And of course, Myrtleford is on the way. So we're going to be reaching out to you directly to say that.
And of course, Myrtleford was once known as the tobacco growing capital.
Naomi Ingleton, thank you very much for your tweet. We really appreciate that. And Myrtle, we will be contacting you on the way to Myrtleford to reach out to you and hear all about your Butter Factory. Oh, it looks so good. I love butter. You know, that's the thing about French food. Most of it is terrible, but they cover it in butter, and that's why it tastes so good.
I just, when just you awful. Say all of that, I have an image of The Last Tango in Paris, and it's a different image of butter. What can I say?
Well, you know, awful, cover it in butter. Everything tastes good with butter.
Okay.
Mm. Everyone loves some butter. So, Easter coming up, Joe.
Yep. I'm packed. I'm ready to go.
Are you all egging this year?
No.
Doing anything traditional?
I actually have to say that I'm not participating in anything traditional. There have been some award-winning hot cross buns in the kitchen that I have tasted, and I think this year there's been a bit of a bake-off going on between some of the artisanal Melbourne-based bakeries. Tivoli Road might have won out, I have a sneaking suspicion. But that's it. That's
Isn't
all
it funny
done.
How the traditions just don't seem to be there like they used to be? I don't know if anyone's
Are you taking
anything.
Some Easter eggs to do your own Easter egg hunt?
No. I'll scramble some eggs. It's a bit different.
I thought you were going to tell me that you need to break eggs to make omelettes.
Mm.
Or quiche.
Yeah. Real men don't eat quiche.
I have to differ. I tell you what, my mother's leek and bacon quiche would bring many a man to his knees.
Oh, egg and bacon pie. That's a different story.
No, egg and bacon quiche. Not this egg and bacon pie business.
You're on Joy 94.9. And for some reason, our music isn't working. So we'll keep talking about stuff. Egg and bacon pie, that's... for some reason, something that many a person has decried as quiche, and then for some reason quiche isn't desirable for men. I don't know why, but we're looking forward to the kind of food they have in regional Victoria. We understand that around the Myrtleford area, also around Bright, all through Jindabyne, all of these places and Bega, there's just phenomenal local produce that is then turned into fantastic products through bakeries, through butchers if you're into meat, and through a bunch of other places. So it's going to be fantastic. Passover pig out.
That's a pun.
We've just got a message about a Passover pig. It is. It's Passover time.
It is.
Yeah, that's why there was so much matzos at my supermarket in St Kilda.
Yeah, it's time to make Passover cake. which is really quite delicious.
Unleavened.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Lots of spices.
What's Passover cake? Oh, I don't know it.
It's like a polenta-based cake.
Okay, so it's still unleavened. And is it sweet? More spicy?
Spices and honey.
Ah, the honey sweetens it, of course. Okay, so it can still be unleavened.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Do you ever do a big Seder plate and the whole thing?
No.
No?
No. Secular, no.
Secular. It's too much bother. You're enjoying 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.